Hello, hi, welcome to Hope and Life Ministries. My name is Hope. I'm going to be your host and teaching the Word of God. And I pray God to touch each one that listen. So, Father, we pray right now to bless everyone that is listening. We pray may you touch their heart. May you cause their heart to be illuminated. May you cause their heart to have revelation of whatever I'm going to be speaking. I'm yielding myself to you as a vessel. May you use my mouth, oh, to speak to them, to draw them to know Jesus Christ. So thank you, faithful God. Holy Spirit, we pray. May you cause them to have the wisdom and the understanding and to apply your word in your daily life and to be fruitful in Jesus' name. Amen. Yes. Today we are living a time, there's a lot of people that have fears, a lot of people have anxiety, a lot of people do not have the peace we are supposed to be enjoying as a sons and daughters of the Most High God. It's God's will for you to have peace and joy. It's God's will to have the peace in your mind, the peace. So I'm going to be speaking on the topic, hope for the weary mind. Hope for the weary mind. How is your mind? Do you have the mind of Christ? Do you have the mind that is always rejoicing? A mind that is always fixed upon the things of God? Do you have the mind that is full of joy, happiness? A mind that is fixed upon the goodness of God, upon the promise of God? It's God's will for you to load your mind with his promises, with his kindness, with his goodness, with who he is. Because God is good. Because you position your heart to always live for the Lord by faith. From your heart. For faith always comes from the heart. But a mind, it's your job to renew it daily, daily. The Bible says, Romans chapter 12, verse 3 declare, do not be conformed to the pattern of this world, but be renewed. But be changed by the renewing of your mind. So that you may accept, you may know the acceptable will, his good will and his perfect will. So it's God's will for you to know that what is God's will in this life? What is God's acceptable will? What's God's perfect will? So you choose that which is God's perfect will. You choose that which is God's permissible will. That which is God's will. I want to encourage all. Only choose the perfect will of God. And all choose the good will of God. God's will is for you to have the peace in your mind. Every form of anxiety to be gone from your thought life. So God's will is for you to have it renewed. Because if it were not important, God wouldn't have asked you to renew the mind, because he knew that the mind is very important. The mind is always exposed to everyday life. So God's will for you to renew it. Now, let's read Philippians chapter 4, verse 8. God wants you to fill your mind with these things. Philippians 4, 8 says, finally, brethren, whatever that is noble, whatever that is just, whatever that is pure, whatever that is lovely, and whatever that is of good report. Oh, think of these things. I think some translation says, meditate upon these things. Yeah, chew on these things. Don't let any other, no other thing, because it is your duty to renew it, because it's exposed to every single day life. So it is your job, oh, to think, oh, to flood your thought life with what is pure, what is lovely, what is of good report, what is of noble, and what is just. Yeah, meditate and think of this, so that Satan will have no opportunity in shooting, firing that upon your mind, because Satan loves to study people. He loves to bring condemnation. He loves to bring depressing thought. He loves to bring that which you have done, oh, several years ago, that which you have been forgiven. Yes, he loves to bring those to your mind so he can cause a depressing on your mind, to cause oppression in your mind, and to make it as to put to take your mind in captivity. So it is your job, oh, to renew the mind and to have this thought. And the Bible also says, the Bible says we are to fix our thoughts on things that are above. We are to fix our thoughts on things that are above, where Jesus is seated. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 6, it says we are to put the helmet of salvation. That is also one thing that you always have to put on, because helmet protects the mind, oh, from every fiery dart. Salvation is from God. Salvation, it comes from the promised one. It comes from the living Jesus. It comes from the one who forgives you of your sin. It comes from the one, oh, who said, because I have overcome, you will also overcome. Because I died for your sin, because I resurrected, because I paid for your sin. Oh, I give you helmet of salvation, a salvation from him. He said his righteousness will not be cut off, and his salvation is from generation to generation. See, he gives you. So it is rejoicing of the mind. It is rejoicing on every single day. Like, what's the requirement? The requirement is you just abide in him and let his word abide in you, and make sure that you confess Jesus to be your Lord and Savior. Make sure that you believe in him with your heart. Make sure this action of faith from your heart that says, I do that which please Jesus. I do that which please my redeemer. I do that which please the one who paid the price. I owe a debt I could not pay, but Jesus paid it all. He paid it all. It is God's will for you to have a mind that is fruitful. So have fruitful mind. Have a mind that is rejoicing. A mind that is free of condemnation. The Bible made it clear. He made it clear. Therefore, there is no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Yes, Romans chapter 8. Because you're not led by the law of sin, but you're led by the Spirit. See, you've been set free by the Spirit, by the Holy Spirit. You've been set free by the blood of Jesus. You've been justified by his blood. You have been redeemed from the curses. You have been redeemed for curses. The everyone that's hung on the cross. Curses everyone that is hanging on the cross. Jesus took that place for you so that you can walk in freedom. You can walk without condemnation. You can walk as a son and daughter of the Most High God. Jesus bear that for you. That is why it is very important to have that mind that is fixed upon the Lord. Praise him, bless him, and let, oh, wonderful things come from your mouth. Oh, noble things come from your mouth. Things that of good report. Oh, praise the Lord. Magnify his name. Declare praises. Oh, to him, because the Bible says God inhabit the praises of his children. Yes, God wants to inhabit your prayer as you praise him. He inhabit. Oh, yes. So every anxiety, every mind that is not fruitful, that is not peaceful, oh, renew it. Be still. The Bible says, be still and know that I am God. Sometimes we are so much busy here and there. Busy work, kids, assignment here and there. We have crowded ourselves with so many unnecessary things that has no eternal value. Sometimes we have to reduce some of those things, to make sure we spend time with the Lord, to make sure that we honor the Lord, we make sure that we spend time with the one who protects us, who guides us, who delivers us from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of his marvelous light. We spend time, we praise him, we live for him. You close the door, that's a secret place. Seek his face, praise him, worship him, magnify, search your heart. Lord, is there anything that I need to repent of? Nothing? Oh, just praise him. And ask his Holy Spirit, oh, to empower, to build you everywhere you go. You want to be fruitful, whatever you do, everything you speak, oh, you speak of that which is seasoned with salt. So those who hear it, they are encouraged, they are empowered. Oh, they are encouraged to trust God, to put their faith in Jesus. Because why? You have that mind. You have the mind of salvation. Salvation. It's not salvation from your own self-righteousness. It's a salvation through the flesh works of Jesus Christ. That is why we stand by faith. So your faith, go. Your faith, lay hold of that salvation. So we want to encourage you that you should have that mind of Christ. You should have that fruitful mind. You should have a mind free of condemnation, a mind full of peace. Because the blood of Jesus redeemed you. Because the powerful blood of Jesus redeemed you from the curse of the law. Because all the blood that was shed for you, all that was shed on your behalf, that was shed, all that blood redeemed you from all every sin, every condemnation. Oh, you have been redeemed. Your sin has been atoned by the precious blood of Jesus. That is why you are to have the mind and fix your mind upon the Father, that Jesus paved the way for you to reconcile to the Father. You become a beloved. You become a redeemer. You become sons and daughters. You become one of full of the grace of God. And every anxiety, any condemnation, anything Satan brought from your past. Hey, look at what you've done. Look at what you... No. It's be forgiving because you repent. Because you confess it to the Lord. Because there's no condemnation. See, it's God's will for you to have that freedom. It is Satan's job to remind you of the things that you have been forgiven by God. See, God wants you to have that freedom and to blossom. Oh, to remove every anxiety, everything that causes you, to be sad, everything that causes you, that you have a spirit of heaviness, that you are not worthy to be saved. Oh, you have to be removed because God has known. God is not a respecter for anyone that yield to him. Anyone that call upon him, he responds to them. So we want to encourage you. Are you full of anxiety? Are you full of all kinds of worrying? No. Remove that from your mind because God is true. He said, fear not. You see, God is true. Matthew chapter 11 verse 28, Jesus was speaking to his audience. He said, come to me, all you who are weary and are burdened. Oh, come to me. I will give you rest. For my burden is light, my yoke is easy. Learn of me, for I am gentle and lowly. See, Jesus said, I am gentle. You learn from him. You learn of him. And he will give you rest for your soul. It is true. He is inviting you to that place. He is inviting you to give him that anxiety. He is inviting you to give him that worried mind. He is inviting you to give him that burden. He is inviting you to give him all that sleepless all night. He is inviting you all to cast your burden upon him, to learn of him. How do you learn of the Lord? You read his word. You meditate upon his word. And you partner with the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, teach me. I yield all to you. And I walk by faith, living for Jesus. It's never about religion. No, it's never do's and don'ts. Because you have confessed Jesus to be your Lord. Because you believe his deity. Because you believe he died, rose again. Oh, to pay for your sin. So it is that heartfelt relationship with Jesus, heartfelt relationship with the Father. See, so you praise the Father for sending his Son to pay for your sin, to redeem you from the spirit of condemnation, to be a son and a daughter, that my name will not be blotted out from the book of life, that you will spend eternity with God, that you will not spend eternity in hell, for hell is very real. Oh, heaven is real. It is God's will that all to be saved, all to have that peace, all to have that joy, all to have fruitfulness in your thinking. Oh, so God's will is for you to have that joy. So it is the mind that is renewed. So Jesus said, you learn of him. Yes, and cast your burden out to me. Say, Lord, I cannot fix this, but I trust you that you help me. You help me. And walk by faith. Without faith, you cannot. Don't just sit down. Oh, put your faith into action. Oh, bless him. Praise him. Even if it's good or not, just praise him. Just do what is honorable to him in your heart. What you know that is good for him. What you know that is right before him. That's what you do. If it's not right before him, don't do it. Why? Because you have been redeemed. Because you are child of the Most High God. So always let the action come from your heart. An action that says, I walk by faith. I release my faith. I do what is honorable to you. It's a lifestyle of living for him daily. A lifestyle of doing, say, Lord, I choose to do what is honorable to you because I have been redeemed. I have been justified. He paid it all. There's no condemnation. And all of my burden I give to you. He said, I will not leave you nor forsake you. That's what he says. So it's God's will to have fruitful mind, to have peaceful mind, and to share it with your household, your relative, to make sure they give their life to Jesus, that they have the peace of mind, that they have been redeemed, that their names are written in the Lamb's book of life, that they will not be blessed blot out. Their name will not be blotted out from the book of life. So God wants you to be, oh, a blessing to your family, a blessing to your co-workers, a blessing to wherever you go. Oh, every hobby, everywhere you go. He wants you to be fruitful because you have that mind. And it is his will for you to have the helmet of salvation. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10. He said, put on the helmet of salvation. You see, it's a salvation that comes from Jesus Christ. It's not self-striving. It is not being worried. No, it is a salvation you receive from Jesus Christ. He paid it all. You owe a debt you cannot pay, but he paid it all. That is why living a gratitude, a lifestyle of gratitude, blessing him, open your mouth and praise him and worship him. The Bible says God inhabit the praises of his people. Yes, God wants to inhabit your praise. Oh, praise him. Oh, magnify his name. The Bible says, my soul magnify the Lord. I will have my boast in the Lord. Him alone, because why? He has done it for me. So trust him, bless him. Every form of weariness, every form of condemnation, please flash it out. It's God's will for you to have that peace in your mind. Every form of anxiety, oh, remove it, because he loves you, because you confess it. Oh, you confess it to him. He said, I will not leave you nor forsake you. It is God's will for you to have peace in your daily life, because he is the Prince of Peace. Isaiah chapter 9 verse 6. Yes, he is the Prince of Peace. You have the Prince of Peace living inside of you by his Holy Spirit. So why have fear? It is his will that you should have that sound mind. He did not give you the spirit of fear, but power, love, and sound mind. Sound mind. And think of this. Oh, Philippians 4:8. Think of that which is noble, which is pure, which is lovely, which is of good report. Yes, meditate upon it. It is Satan's job. It will shoot those firing darts, those condemnation, those thoughts that can put your mind in captivity. The mind is always exposed to Satan, to this world. And Satan is the prince of this world. His job is to condemn. His job is to condemn us before God, is to accuse us. But hey, the Bible says there's no condemnation for those who are in Christ. So you know that you have confessed Jesus, you walk with him. Hey, you have no condemn, because Jesus' blood redeemed you, because you walk with him, because you confess him, because you repent of your sin, because you walk with him freely. Oh, there's no fear in love, because God wants you to love, walk in his love. And so you should have the fruit, man. A mind that is fixed upon the Lord. He said, come boldly to the throne of grace to obtain mercy. So are you worried? Worried from anxiety? Worried from work-related issue? Worried, oh, from issue, from doctor's report? Oh, give it to him, give it to him. What kind of worry do you have? Is it medical report? Oh, don't worry. Jesus, come to me. I'll give you rest. I'll give you rest. Give him your burden. Oh, you learn from him. That means reading his word. Meditate upon his word and speak his word by faith. And Holy Spirit, teach me and empower me. I give you this problem. Thank you, Jesus. And by faith, you lay hold of the result, because result is already good, because he's good all the time. So we want to make sure that you believe in him, you trust in him, you have that mind that is renewed, a mind that's fixed upon Jesus, a mind that is fruitful, a mind that causes others all to be drawn near to Jesus. So wherever you go, you walk with that mind, a mind that's fruitful. So I want to encourage all, believe in him, trust in him, have that mind. It is God's will for you to have rest in him. Hebrews chapter 4 verse 9 says, there remain a rest for the people of God. Yeah, Hebrews 4 9 said, there remain a rest for the people of God. It's God's will for you to rest in him. Oh, not necessarily striving, full of anxiety, full of this. No, you rest it because you meditate upon his word, because you confess all of your anxiety, you confess your sin, and you repent, and you walk with him, and you spend time with him. And of course, he forgives you because he's faithful. He's not a man to lie, you see. So you rest in him because you are led by the Holy Spirit, because Holy Spirit empowers, energizes, strengthens you, empower you. So we want to encourage all. Oh, trust in him, believe in him, or walk in victory. Today, walk in victory. Walk in that sound mind. Walk knowing that, hey, I am redeemed. on the path, oh, leading to the Father's bosom one day, that I have been forgiven, that he said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. And you commit your children, your family, unto God's hand. You commit your parents, whatever it is, you commit. And you are prayerful, you trust in him, walk with him, grow in godliness. Yes. And have that mind, have that peace, that helmet of salvation. It's a gift from him. Oh, salvation. Satan say, hey, you've done this. Say, no, I have been saved from by Jesus Christ. Therefore, I hold on by faith. See? So you flush out every anxiety. Oh, from him. Now, any worry, if you are sick in your body or anxiety, sometimes it's the demonic struggle, I will pray for you, okay? So first of all, if anybody do not have that peace or that assurance that they are saved or they have given their life to Jesus, please pray with me, okay? I want to lead into prayer. Romans 10 declare that if you confess your mouth and believe in your heart that Jesus is Lord and walk with him, yes, you shall be saved. So please pray this prayer with me, okay? Heavenly Father, I thank you for Jesus Christ, for sending him to die for me and to redeem me. Jesus, thank you for dying for me. You are buried and you resurrected on the third day. I believe in you in my heart. And I confess with my mouth that you are my Lord, my Savior. So save me, Lord. Save me, Lord. Help me to walk by faith for you daily. Holy Spirit, I invite you. Empower me, build me. My body is not the vessel. So empower me from inside out to live for Jesus. Thank you, faithful Father, for sending your son Jesus. I believe in you that you saved me, that you have redeemed me. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for dying for me. Thank you for purchasing salvation for me. Thank you that I've been saved. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit, to live for God daily. Empower me to live for God daily every day. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, if you pray that prayer with the sincerity of your heart and you walk with him, yes, you are saying, so we want to encourage you. Please find a Bible-based Christian church and go and get plugged in and read his word and pray with a brother and sister and spend time with the Lord and have that helmet of salvation. By faith, you do what's honorable to the Lord, okay? Because anyone in Christ is a new creation, okay? The old is gone, the new has come. Now, if anyone have any sickness in the body, please, oh, lay your hand upon the area, because I believe in Jesus. He said, I go to the Father, whatever you shall ask the Father in my name shall be granted, even greater works. Yes, but this the Father is glorified through the Son. So I want to pray for anyone that have sickness in the body or that's having anxiety. I just want to pray. I just want to lay hand upon the area. If you are driving now, focus upon driving. Just believe by faith, okay? God's word is true. So Father, we bless you for Jesus Christ. Thank you for your word. You sent forth your word and you healed them. So Jesus, everyone that have anxiety in their mind, everyone that is being lied to by Satan, everyone that is having sickness in the body, we pray, Jesus, by your strength they are healed. You sent forth your word and healed them. So we pray, we command every spirit of infirmity that's orchestrating that. We command it by authority of Jesus to be out in Jesus' name. Oh, Jesus, by your strength they are healed. By your strength they are healed. The chastisement that brought all of them peace was upon you. So thank you. Now, Holy Spirit, empower them, build them. Lord, you fill them, you empower them, you strengthen them. Holy Spirit, thank you. We thank you for healings. We thank you for mind that is clear. Every spirit of condemnation, every demonic assignment, every stronghold, we command it by the authority of Jesus. We dethrone it in Jesus' name. We bless you for your blood that redeemed them. Thank you for healing. Thank you for your glory. Thank you for your presence. Lord, fill them, strengthen them so they are made whole. And Lord, help them to have that mind of Christ daily. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, by your strength they are healed. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you for healings. Thank you for healing. We come every spirit of addiction, by the authority of Jesus, we call it, be out in Jesus' name. By the authority of Jesus, be out in Jesus. By the authority of blood of Jesus, every spirit of addiction, be out in Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus, be made whole, be made whole. Those that are listening, those that believe for healing, believe for healing. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen. We believe that you are healed, you can check the area. God's word never returned to him void. We've seen many people heal, oh, through listening to the word of God. Many people. So I believe, oh, you check the area by faith and just praise him, worship him, bless him for his favor, his gracious. So we pray. Now, any prayer requests, you can write me, Hope and Life Ministry, P.O. Box 700-288. Pasadena, California. Again, Hope and Life Ministries, P.O. Box 700-288, Pasadena, California, 91117. Okay, so God bless you. Or for any phone call, you can reach us 626-755-6002. Again, 626-755-6002. Write your prayer request. And if you pray, you give your life to Jesus with this, please write to us so that we can pray with you, encourage you. Any prayer request, oh, send it so we can pray with you. Okay? And if the Lord leads you to sow into this ministry, you can write your check to Hope and Life Ministry, P.O. Box 70288. Pasadena, California, 91117. Again, Hope and Life Ministry, P.O. Box 70288, Pasadena, California, 91117. God bless you. My Lord bless you, empower, build you. And until we meet again, be healed, be made whole. In Jesus' name, amen.